We're ready to talk some golf on UC Sports Nation with Cookeville golf coach Larry Pitts. Coach Pitts, it's great to have you with us today, and congratulations on a fantastic season. I think I read somewhere that you all were 70-3 in match play going into the state tournament. What really made this team special this year?
Well, it's just everybody, you know, everybody seemed to work really, really hard. We always try to set a goal. Of course, your primary goal every year is to win the state championship, and you can't do that without, you know, without playing well through the year and without working through the year. And we just worked hard, you know, boys and girls, to try to get to the state championship. That's always the hardest part, is getting there. Really, it's, you know, you can have a good year all season long and win, and then when you get to the region championship, it's either win or go home for, you know, team wise. So that day is the most important day of the year, because it's what determines whether you can play good all year. You have a bad day, you're out. And like, you know, that kind of happened. Boys team happened to come through. We didn't have our best day, but we managed to pull through. And of course, my girls team didn't advance as a team, but Daniela made it as an individual, and which was good. I would have really loved to see the girls get there as a team, because they worked really hard for it this year.
We'll talk about Daniela, and then we'll come back and talk about the boys team in just a moment.
Okay.
She finished eighth overall, I believe, in a four-way tie for the eighth place position with a 17 over 157. Talk about her game, Coach. What is it that makes her such a well-rounded golfer?
It sounds simple, but it is simple. She loves to play golf. She told me when she was a freshman, of course she's a junior now, but she told me when she was a freshman, first came on the team, that she loved to play golf, and she does. She goes out and she has a good time. She doesn't get flustered by having a bad hole or a bad shot. She just bounces back and, you know, goes out and does what she needs to do. She's very consistent. You know, everybody in golf, if they play golf, they're going to have bad days now and then. But her overall game is very consistent, and she's worked really hard this year along with Lexus. They both have. And you know, last year Lexus got in as an individual, and this year Daniela gets in as an individual, and hopefully next year we can get both of them in as a team. But Daniela just loves to play golf, and she fired a really good round up there on her first day and got off to a decent start, but then on the fourth hole on round two, made a mistake, and then made a mental mistake trying to recover, and probably just made a bad decision of trying to play the ball out of the penalty area where she found it. But you know, you learn from that stuff, and that kind of, you know, it just kind of puts you where you're trying to, you get to kind of forcing things a little bit, and I think that might have happened a little, but. Super good golf course, super tough golf course for the girls, and I'm proud of the way she handled it. Especially, that's her first time in a state tournament, and it's a big deal, and these kids know it's a big deal.
What areas of her game, you talk about from her freshman year to her junior year, what areas have you seen the most improvement in her game individually?
Probably two things. One is her consistency. Not up and down as much. She's very steady now, for the most part. And part of that comes with short game. Chipping and putting, that's one thing that we focused on early in the year and wanted to get more aggressive. You know, you sometimes find yourself almost like it's trying to, like, play defense, where you're trying not to miss, you're trying to putt not to miss it, or not to miss it too bad, instead of trying to make it. And so we're trying to get a little more aggressive on chipping, get it around the hole, even past the hole. Same thing with putting. And sometimes that doesn't always work out. Aggressiveness can get away from it, but you just kind of got to pick your spots. But she's really improved her short game. Her wedge game has gotten a lot better, and overall just more consistent, I would say, is probably the biggest thing.
We're talking with Cookeville High School golf coach Larry Pitts here on UC Sports Nation. Coach Pitts, let's look at your boys. The team itself finished fifth at the state tournament, and you had two players that finished in the top five, and Luke Caldwell and Joseph Agee. From the team perspective, how proud of you were the boys for this boys' team this year?
Oh, they worked hard. They went out. Luke has been just dead solid ever since he was a freshman. You won't find anybody that's easier to coach. You won't find anybody that works harder. Although Joseph works just as hard as anybody else. But all the boys' team, I mean, they gave it all they had. We had a little lapse in focus and stuff one in an early tournament in Cleveland this year, and Luke played well. A couple of the others kind of didn't, and then they lost their focus, and even a little bit of seemed like they lost a little bit of motivation. So we let them sit down for a minute and gave some other players a chance to get in there, and that kind of got their attention a little bit. And they bounced back after that, and we didn't lose another match or tournament. So it happens sometimes in golf, and then, you know, it's easy to kind of mentally give up sometimes, but that's just something we can't afford and be able to have our, you know, reach our goal for getting to the state tournament. But they all motivate each other. They get along well. We have no kind of issues, anything like that. Everybody's pulling for each other and working with each other.
You get two players in the top five. You mentioned Luke Caldwell, and it came in third, and Joseph Agee in fifth place. And, I mean, you're right on the doorstep, be right there, you know, challenging for that state championship. What were the feelings of the players after the tournament was over?
Well, they felt really good the second day because they knew, you know, they knew they could – had they played a little better in the first day, that they could have won. Or would have been right there in the hunt. Of course, you know, it's the other teams can look around, and, you know, that's something that we talk about a lot. So, you know, you could have done this. You could have got a couple extra shots. You could have got a couple extra shots. But other teams can look at it the same way. And that's what, I mean, golf's all is just the way it is. You can always find a shot or two. It's not necessarily the last hole if you'd have made birdie here or whatever. You know, every shot is the same importance from the first round, the first shot, to the last round, the last shot. And they felt good about it. I felt good about the way we played. Caleb and Ethan had kind of a rough day the first round. But, you know, thinking about it, neither one of those guys have been in that position before. Even though Caleb's a senior, he's not played in the state tournament. He's not played in the big events and been put in that situation. And Ethan Poston, the freshman, same way. He's not been put in that situation before. He's not played. He doesn't have as much experience as a lot of these guys from our team and other teams. And, so, you know, I ask them after the first round to step up a little bit. And if we're going to try to make a run, we were pretty sure we couldn't we couldn't get to first, but we wanted to try to move up as much as we could. We were really shooting to try to get to about third, and we had a great score. I mean, 6 over par for a team is a good plan.
Absolutely. Coach Pitts, how much fire does it put in these players' bellies to get back here next year? I know it's a year away, but how much fire do you think they're going to have to try and get back to this point?
Oh, they'll be pumped because it's two great golf courses in Sevierville. I mean, it's a test of golf. It's not just a walk in the park, you know, type of golf course. You can't make mistakes and get away with it, especially the first five holes on the river course up there is as good a golf holes as you'll find anywhere, and challenging. And the girls' golf course, they played on the Highlands. It's very tight, and it requires you to be accurate. You can't be spraying it around, so you have to come right out of the gate ready to go, and they'll be ready. They'll be like me. They're going to probably sit back for a week or two and kind of relax and get over this season, get by this season, and we'll have our end of year awards banquet for the team, and then we'll do some talking then, and then after that, you know, as soon as early spring starts, most of my players are already playing. Starting to play some tournaments and get ready, because they know that when it comes time for the season to start, if you're not already ready, you're not going to have time, because it goes fast.
It really does.
So we have to be prepared before we ever get to the season. And so they have practice drills and stuff that they work on, and they go out and play, and you know, a lot of times, like last year with Lexus making it to the state as the individual and girls, she got really motivated right then, and she decided that she saw that she wasn't that far off from a lot of these other girls. So she worked really hard. Of course, she had a rough day at the region, and you know, so we didn't get in, and she didn't get in, but didn't slow her down. She's still going to work hard just like everybody else. And I think with the boys that made it to the state this year, and then especially like with Ethan being a freshman, you know, he was already telling me that day that I see some stuff I need to work on, and so he's all excited already for, you know, to get a chance to come back.
Well, Coach, congratulations to the Cookeville High School golf teams. What a fantastic season you all had, and we certainly will be looking forward to next year and see what you all do for an encore, and hopefully see you not only back at the state tournament, but maybe bringing home some big time hardware next year.
Well, we sure love that, and I appreciate you. I appreciate you giving us coverage.
Thank you, sir. Coach Larry Pitts joining us today here on UC Sports Nation.